Mysterious Adventures, episode 6, December 27th, 1969. The regulars, Louise Sorrell, Tom Sutter, Christian Hardy, and all the junk we have. We're now counting down for the rocket ship to go off. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Now listen, everybody. I have gathered you here today in my humble abode to give you a literal example of my black magic. Of course, you all know that my magic is not real. My magic is just, maybe it's a point between life and death. Maybe it's a point between imagination and reality. But you see, I think that you will learn something from my magic tonight. Because I really think that it is good magic. Better than any other magician has done. Oliver, come here.
Yeah, Grandma.
To start off our show, Oliver Moses, my son, my grandson, will do a little poem for me. Are you ready, Oliver?
Yeah. One fled, one dead, one sleeping in a golden bed.
Thank you. Now everybody clap. Damn it, it wasn't a good poem anyway. But I just want to tell you one thing. That whatever you see in this magic show is purely not real. If something becomes real when I do this magic, it is only because you want to believe it. You want to believe it because your minds want to. You see, if you don't want to believe something, it won't be there. You might see horror. You might see terror. Or you might see happiness. No one really knows. Like in a dream, if you want to go to hell, you can. But if you want to go to heaven, you can also. I now shall now perform my first trick. It's called pulling a rabbit out of a hat. But ladies and gentlemen, don't be surprised if a rabbit does not come out of this hat. Something else probably will. Mysterious Adventures. Starling. Christian Doherty, Tom Sota, Louise Sorrell, and a host of others. Oliver, dear Oliver, please hand me the hat.
The hat? I think I left it in the car.
Don't get it, Oliver!
Certainly, Grandmother.
Here's the hat, Grandmother.
Thank you, Oliver. Dear, sweet Oliver. Dear, sweet Oliver. Now, let us begin the trick. As you notice, ladies and gentlemen, you have in front of you a box. I will say some hocus-pocus words, but I warn you, I don't know what's going to come out of this box. So sit tense, close your eyes, and when you open them, you might have a big surprise.
You're a poet, Grandmother.
Dear Oliver, dear sweet Oliver, my angel. The angels of all angels, Oliver.
Are you feeling all right, Grandmother?
Oliver, such a sweet Oliver. Will you shut up?
No, that's the Grandmother I know and love.
Dear sweet Oliver. Shut up! Now, may the sun shine on you always, and may the moon set beneath the hills. May God shine forth his light upon you, and may the devil shine forth his death light. May the supernatural come and take your minds. May this box in front of you, ladies and gentlemen, be part of your mind. Be part of the supernatural. Be part of the world! The world! The world! The world! May this box contain heaven and hell. May it contain death and life. May it contain life. XK-42, we are landing on the planet Earth.
We read you, XK-42. We read you, XK-42. You are ready for landing. You are landing at point 42CB. 42CB. 10 seconds till landing.
We are all in preparation. We are now going to try once again to conquer the Earth. To kill all the human beings on it. To kill all the life. We shall now open the box and see what is inside of Grandmother's box of terror. Oliver, my dear sweet Oliver, will you please open it?
Oh dear, yes, Grandmother. Here, I'm opening it now. It's stuck, Grandmother. I'll get it.
Then I'll open it.
I got it, Grandmother. Here, goes. Wait a minute. It's all...
It's horrible! Get it away! Get it away! Oliver, shut it! Oliver, what did you put in that box?
I didn't put anything in the box.
It's horrible! It's horrible! Oliver, it's horrible! Oliver, you sure you didn't put anything in that box?
No, Grandmother, I didn't put anything.
XK-42, the first phase of our plan has worked. We are now ready to move in.
You are cleared for another landing, XK-43. Prepare.
The first victim is Jonathan Haper.
Yes, who is it? It's the insurance collector. Will you please let us in? I wasn't expecting anybody today. Well, I'm sorry, we have to come in right now, if you really don't mind. All right.
Hello, Jonathan Haper. My name is C456. How do you do?
Who are you? What are you doing in my house?
I'll repeat. My name is C456. I have come to learn information from you.
What information do you want from me? What information do you want?
I want to know information of your new ray gun that can freeze the Earth.
Freeze the Earth? What do you... How did you know that?
You can freeze the Earth. You see, We want to conquer it. We cannot live in these conditions much longer. We need to have cold, freezing air. If you don't cooperate, we are going to have to do something drastic. I won't give you any information at all. I won't give you one bit of information. Then we'll have to take you with us. You won't escape us, Jonathan Haper. You will have to do what you are told to. What's happening to me? What's happening to me? What's happening to me? What's happening? Help! Are you ready to give us the information, Jonathan Haber?
I am. To freeze the world, go exactly 20 miles above the Earth. Set it for 360 degrees diameter. Turn it to whatever temperature you want. I will even operate the machine for you. People will die. And you will conquer the Earth. You will be the conquerors.
Oliver, I think I know that thing in the box was something supernatural. It was so horrible that I couldn't explain it. But it reminds me of something. God Almighty! Oliver, do you know? Do you know what that thing is? That horrible thing. Do you remember? No. Do you remember when the conquerors came a few years ago? Do you remember? John Crater went into a machine. John Crater went into a machine. They turned him into a glass, but then they turned him into a human form again, and it was all broken up. It was a horrible sight. But I remember that was the sight I saw. It's John Crater! The conquerors have come back again, Oliver! Oliver! They've come back!
Calm yourself, Grandmother. There's no need to be so excited about it. You did it. You conquered them before with the help of a magician.
Magician? Do you know where he is, Oliver? Oh, no. Where would he be?
In his castle?
We can't seek help from the magician. We have to do it ourselves. Nobody knows. But I have an idea. Oh, Oliver, I'm lost. I don't care about the other people in the world.
You want to save us, right, Grandma?
Yes. We can't go to another planet. The men haven't even reached the moon yet. We've got to find some way to conquer them. I don't want to die, Oliver, do you?
The prospect hasn't been very pleasing to me to die.
I know. I know someone who we can find. Uncle Grave.
Uncle Grave?
The genius! The fantastic genius! Uncle Grave! He's the one!
Klingon Grave?
Klingon Grave! The man we need! The devil himself! But intelligence reigns over him! Yes! Klingon Grave! We shall seek him out! And we shall learn! Because, Oliver, the world has to survive! It can't be destroyed in just one day. We have to let it survive, Oliver! We have to let it survive! We have to! We have to! We have to let it survive.
Don't miss the thrilling conclusion to Mysterious Adventures next week. Same time, same channel. This has been Mysterious Adventures, starring Louise Sorrell, Christian Doherty, Tom Soder, with a special guest star, Patrick Johnson. Produced by Paul Mason. Written and directed by Christian Doherty. Copyright 1969 by ACD Enterprises. Created by Tom Soder.